This is Illinois Public Radio. I'm Brian Mackey. Details of a massive bipartisan compromise meant to end Illinois' budget stalemate are emerging Monday in the Illinois Senate, but it seems unlikely to become law. Rube Goldberg would be impressed by this budget plan. It's got cuts to government pensions, six new casino licenses, and a gradual minimum wage hike. It's also got higher income taxes, up to nearly 5% from the current 3.25%. That said, there's plenty of skepticism among rank-and-file legislators like Dale Ryder, a Republican senator from Mattoon.
If legislators come to the taxpayers and say, you know what, we just need a big tax increase, and we'll tweak the curtains here and a little bit over here, but nothing substantive changes, I think that there's going to be a rude awakening.
Top leaders at first seemed eager to push the package through during the lame duck session, but now say they'll wait until after new legislators are sworn in on Wednesday. Illinois has gone more than 18 months without a full budget. I'm Brian Mackey.